people at the State Procurement Board can help you with that discussion, how other universities are handling it, so that you can lay this out for the board, what happened, and if it involves some internal things of turnover of presidents, interim presidents, your predecessor, and so forth. It would seem to me that those would be the less significant parts of it. The thing is, where did this board go going forward with this very important contract? Can the students benefit if it's rebid? How can it be rebid? Address those subjects in a comprehensive manner so the board can understand what's going on here.
Just for clarification, it was rebid, it was bid in 2003, and that bid expired in 2008. So okay. The 2008, it should have been bid.
So there was a, okay. Well, see, there's part of the explanation, which I didn't understand earlier, but if you can lay those things out for the board, and I know it involves a lot of money, and I know at other universities I've seen that bidding this out ended up being a substantial benefit to the students because they got a much lower bid than they had been operating under, and it benefited the students, which everybody's interested in if they could do it. I'm not saying it can be done, but I think some explanation. It's hard for a board like this board to understand this subject when it just comes up like this. But you folks are the professionals, and you can give the explanation, and it can be shared with other people so people can understand where they're going with it in the future. That's fine.
Yes, we're gonna, now I think we have ample explanation as to what happened. What's the pleasure of the board?
I move adoption of our external counsel's recommendation that he just elaborate.
Well, you got a resolution
to approve the resolution.
We got to move the resolution, and then we will have the minutes reflect the discussion.
Yeah, the rest of it's just asking them to do that. You don't need a resolution.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just appreciate a motion to for the student health insurance program.
I move adoption.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved in second. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Montez.
Yes.
Trustee Sutton.
No.
Trustee Finney.
Yes. EDX.
EDX is, you remember that last time we had several resolutions and for contracts from the National Science Foundation.
This one I did review.
I'm sorry?
This EDX I did review.
Yes.
EDAX, I'm sorry.
So this is for $354,536, and it is to purchase a silicone drill detector.
Why does it say 354,000 and then it says be resolved, that's 45,990?
The original amount of the funds was the
354,
and out of that 354, we're currently spending $45,990. But each time you've seen one of these resolutions for the National Science Foundation, we always put in the original amount and then what this particular amount is being spent for. And Dr. Lindsay's present if you have any questions.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a silicon drift detector.
It is a detector that performs elemental analysis. It would allow you to know that the ring you received as a gift was really gold.
Is it housed here?
It'll be related to the project having to do with the electron microscope. It is another component with that. The last time we came, it was for a camera. There would be an attachment to the existing electron microscope. This is another component of that whole
process.
And
it's going to all be housed.
Oh, all of this is housed in the science building.
Okay.
In the electron microscopy facility.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve this resolution.
I second.
It's been moved, is there a second?
I second the motion.
It's been properly moved and second, all in favor, respond to roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez? Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. Now we have a motion, we have other legal matters.
We have a. We have a pass items. Dr. Johnson, are you prepared? Good morning.
As I understand it, we now have the U-Pass before us?
Yes, good morning.
And let me say this, we did ask that the board was about to vote this matter up, and we were cautioned by the administration that we did not have sufficient information and/or support from the broad student body. And therefore, we withheld approving this matter pending a vote by the student body to determine whether or not the students, in fact, did, the entire student body did, in fact, support the student, the U-Pass program. And it was our hope at that time that the students would favorably approve this matter so as to allow the board to vote in the affirmative. And my interest right now is to understand whether or not the students did, in fact, respond.
Yes, they did.
And so the students did vote in favor?
That's correct.
Of the U-Pass?
That's correct.
Well, that's good news. Thank you very much. So the chair will entertain a motion to approve.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve adoption by this board of the recommendation of Dr. Johnson that Chicago State University acquired a U-Pass product and become one of the final institutions in the city of Chicago to do so.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and second, roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. And now we have a motion to go back into the.
Well, you probably should have public comment and just say that we're going to reconvene in the executive session. You probably have no public.
Probably not.
It's tough.
So just, I would have public comment at this point.
I would like everybody to stay around. Say we're not going to reconvene.
We're reconvening in open session, but we don't have any action items.
So they will stay around.
Would like to just take a couple of minutes to please don't move your places. We're going to have public comments, and I'd like to have a couple of minutes before you begin. We can start now, and then I may have to leave the chair because I've got to take a call. So, public comment, sir.
All right. Good morning, Board of Trustees.
Good morning.
Most recently, you were discussing a no-bid contract related to health services on campus. My question is, why would you hire someone who is already tainted with a problematic and documented recent history with no-bid contracts related with no-bid contracts to relatives of public officials when CSU has had its share of controversy related to contracts and budgeting? That's a question.
You want to identify the public official?
In a number of articles, it was alleged that the no-bid contracts were handed out by the city colleges under Chancellor Wayne Watson to the stepson of Emil Jones.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there no response?
There's nothing.
Just make comments.
Okay.
We're here to receive your comments, sir.
Okay. I have this other question, which I believe the board should be interested in, and every taxpayer in the state of Illinois would be interested in. Why would you place Chicago State University in the curious position of having to explain why you hired a candidate whose son is employed by a former member of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees? That son is Wade Watson. He worked for Loop Capital. Most recently resigned from the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is Jim Reynolds. Jim Reynolds is the proprietor of Loop Capital.
You're giving us information that we don't have.
I would suggest that if you were hiring a president of a Chicago State University, you would have vetted these candidates. You have also vetted the other members of the Chicago Board of Trustees to find out if there were any type of even the appearance of anything improper.
Thank you very much.
I have another question. I have other information. I'm also asking, would the board reconsider affirming the contract of Wayne Watson? You actually paused for a discussion earlier today. You also suggested that you wanted to take a revote. You have that opportunity today in this meeting. I have other questions. This may help you inform your decision on whether you choose to revote. Why would you hire a man who has allegedly had several sexual relationships with subordinates in his history being employed at the city colleges? Chicago State has already withstood several high-profile problems related to the ethical behavior of leadership at this institution. You failed to listen to constituent groups on this campus. These are among several issues with the current candidate. Historically, and I'm sorry I did not introduce myself. My name is Yan Searcy. I'm the president of Chicago State University Faculty Senate. And I would also ask that all board members remain present. This meeting has been called at an hour 7:30 a.m. 7:30 a.m. No other board of trustees in the state of Illinois meets at 7:30 a.m. Is it perhaps that they want all constituent groups to be able to participate in the proceedings? People have children. 7:30 a.m. 7:30 a.m. Is there a comment? I have another question. Chicago State University. Interim President Pogue simply stated this. We have there's documented audit findings. In a letter that he addressed to the Board of Trustees, he noted that he was prevented from hiring a finance director. So could you please explain to us, as the leader of the Board of Trustees, why you blocked the selection of a finance director when this university has been hemorrhaging?
You have any other comments?
I have several.
And we have a line that's waiting.
I will go to the end of the line.
We're going
to
gradually lose.
Good morning. I've been here since 7 o'clock. I am the Reverend Jeanette Wilson. I'm a lawyer and attorney, former acting general counsel of Chicago State University. My mother was a graduate of Chicago State University. I am a resident of the city of Chicago, a taxpayer in the state of Illinois, and have been concerned about this institution for a number of years. Most recently, watched president after president, administration after administration, come from afar and disrespect students, citizens, and not allow this university, which for the most part has produced the most African-American educators in the country over a period of years, to decline to a state where your graduation rates are appalling. When I think about this institution and all of its possibilities, I don't think that the students and this current staff, and perhaps some members of the board, recognize that you are now at the crossroads of change and opportunity. You can continue to have this divisive dialogue and behavior, or you can alternatively decide for once to bind together for the benefit of the existing students and the future potential that will come to this university when it changes. We cannot continue to have this kind of graduation rate where in 7 years, only 28% graduate. Now, I'm not understanding how it is everybody's concerned about the incoming. I want to know what happened for the last several years that you can't graduate more than 50% of the students that come here. And in 7 years, if I spend my money for 7 years, I can't graduate from Chicago State, that's a problem. Your enrollment is not going where it should be. There has to be a revolution in this institution. And I want you to know, on behalf of the community, faculty, and students, we're no longer going to miss meetings and just sit idly by reading the newspaper and watch this institution continue to decline. And so we're suggesting to you that for the first time, we didn't get Clinton Bristow when he could have turned this institution around like he did Alcorn State University. We keep bringing outsiders in that do nothing but rape this institution. And so we're saying, we have an opportunity to work together. Y'all are concerned about the community. Well, you finally woke us up. And we're not going to tolerate faculty not teaching. You ought to be concerned about greater scholarly excellence and your professionalism and your stature. Because in the community, all of you look bad. I'm tired of watching television, seeing a few handful of students deciding on who can lead the school. Students don't vote on presidents. They never have, and they never will. Never been there, can't tell been there how to get there. And so what I am suggesting to all of us is we're going to have to throw down our gauntlets and begin to work together to transform Chicago State. You can't do it without us, and you cannot continue to have this kind of continual strife. You got Wayne Watson, and we're going to support him, and we're going to make it work whether you like it or not.
Hi, my name is Michael O'Connor. I'm a student here at Chicago State, a returning student. I'm appalled and quite frankly reminded when I see individuals who wear collars in our community who talk like that of the miseducation of Negroes across this country. And to keep from being emotional, what I'm going to do is basically say that this board, I know that Reverend Jeanette Wilson doesn't speak for all of CSU alumni. Amen. She don't speak for my family. So you bring your numbers, because we'll be here. We'll be here, and we'll be here in numbers. That's the first thing I want to say. Now, as it concerns the fiduciary duty of the board, I just heard that we have a $37,000 contract and adopt-a program as it concerns the children and the gym. I have a suggestion. Maybe, with individuals who are doctors and attorneys who have some should have some connection, or hopefully will have some connection with the community, you can call the 6th Ward Alderman and ask ask the alderman if she will get a hold to the Park District's chief, Tim Mitchell, and get that $37,000 expenditure on Chicago State waived, because organizations do that on an ongoing basis around the city. I have a nonprofit, and we do that also. So I, you know, CSU is a nonprofit entity because it's a state school. There should be no reason why we should have to have a $37,000 expenditure on a worthy program when somebody on the board who deals with the fiduciary duties, maybe Mark Dunn or Richard Tolliver or somebody, Dr. Reverend, you can call down to the Chicago Park District's headquarters and see if you can get a waiver. That's my comment.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Beverly Anderson, and I'm a professor in the Department of Sociology. I have a question, and it relates to a previous comment about mandatory fees for the students and how reasonable and low those are. What I did not hear was an address of the fees that are not mandated, but that they exist and exist in proportion, perhaps higher than the mandatory fees. And so perhaps someone may explain that to the rest of us so that we can have a clearer picture of the total fee structure that the students are expected to bear. Thank you, if anyone would answer that question for me.
Thank you. We are only receiving comments, but I'm asking that the appropriate staff person have a written explanation for us at the September meeting, so we have a document that we can refer to.
Hi, I'm Robin Benny, staff member here at Chicago State. First thing I'd like to say is that I keep reading about this graduation rate. It is not great, that's true, but it represents a third of Chicago State students. It counts only first-time, full-time freshmen. It does not count transfer students either in or out, nor does it count part-time students. And I just want to make sure, I mean, the esteemed Reverend did not want to stay and learn how that is calculated, but I'd like to make sure that everybody in the room does understand that. My second comment is that I'd like to thank Dr. Pogue for providing an example and a model to the university of leadership with integrity. And the reason I bring it up is that I was very distressed to read in the paper that a member of this board of trustees had characterized Dr. Pogue as scheming to stay here at Chicago State and as instigating the protests against this board for its lack of transparency and irresponsibility. That characterization is untrue. Dr. Pogue has, from the moment he got here, behaved with nothing but integrity, good leadership, and courtesy to absolutely everyone, despite of a lack of courtesy to him on the part of some members of this board of trustees. He has also made it absolutely clear from the very beginning of his tenure here, regardless of the fact that many of us would have liked him to stay, he's been absolutely clear that his job was to be an interim president, to prepare us for the transition to a new president, and that is what he has done, again, with integrity. And he has done that in an environment that has been characterized by irresponsibility, arrogance, and mendacity on the part of the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As it relates to your statistics,
it wasn't a question, sir.
I understand. But I'm making a comment.
This is for the purpose of the press. Dr. Daniel repeatedly would indicate graduation.
Thought it was comment time only.
Graduation statistics.
I thought it was comment time only. You stated not, you're only
I'm,
doing
I'm
comments.
I'm making a comment. Dr. Daniel repeatedly would give, in defense of Chicago State, the criteria for determining graduation statistics, and the press never prints that. Excuse me, go ahead.
David A. Johnson, SGA Vice President, graduating senior from this university. As I stood in the back and listened to the decision of the board pertaining to the increase in the mandatory fee, I didn't hear none of you ask what the specific fees are going to break down and how much is going to which department. As we all know, SGA budget comes out of that fee. Student activity fees come out of that fee. Where's the money going? You can do whatever you want with it the way that you have allocated under a mandatory fee. No one knows what's going where. What happened to the breakdown that we originally had and now it's placed under one general lump of a mandatory fee?
Thank you.
Why not answer that question? You answered the last one to protect yourself.
It will be provided.
I'm sorry, it's not for the press, huh? Thank you.
It will be provided in the document.
Good morning. My name is Philip Kranz. I'm a professor of philosophy at Chicago State University for 13 years, and I'm speaking on behalf of the faculty. As one who spent half of my 13 years here working to improve the public image of this university by organizing for 7 years the Turning of the Centuries Conference that brought the former governor in his first public appearance here to discuss the commutation of the death sentences, for then Senator Obama to speak to our students, former Senator Paul Simon, and other scholars such as Martin Marty. We have worked on behalf of the faculty in many ways, sometimes 50, 60, and 70 hours a week, in my case, organizing this conference to raise the public profile of this institution as an institution of scholarship and worthy of these folks speaking here. And I am simply making a comment to register my outrage that through minimal effort on your part to engage the faculty in the hiring process of the president, you could have forestalled much of this distasteful conversation through minimal effort on your own. So I ask you to please consider the motion of the Faculty Senate President to reconsider the actions you have taken today in the interest of all of us. I and we all here are CSU.
My name is Reverend James L. Demas III. I pastor an 800-member congregation, 73rd in St. Lawrence. I've been the pastor for 25 years. I'm also part of an organization called Pastors United for Change. We are a 500-member ministerial organization, and we too are CSU. We too are this particular institution. We have fought down through the years to get the funding for many of these buildings that are on this particular campus at this particular time. I rise at this particular point in that I am concerned not so much about who the president is or was or is going to be, not so much about how the students are upset about student activist fees, but I am concerned about the low graduation rate that has been reported in the press. I have 56 young people who are members of my church who attend this particular university. They come to me on a regular basis asking me the question about, can you help us, Reverend Demas, so that we can pay our tuition? I want to know if I'm going to be helping those young people with their tuition fees, what is going to be the byproduct as far as their graduation is concerned. I want this particular board to know that I don't stand at this particular point to be on one side or the other, but I come as a member of the community, as a concerned pastor in this particular ward, to say whatever it is that I can do to help whoever the leadership is going to be, you can call on us. And like I said, I do not just stand here as a pastor of a church, but I represent several churches throughout this particular community. And you have, as Reverend Jeanette Wilson said, woken up the real community. You want to see us pack this particular room out? We can pack this room out and have people saying amen to everything we say. And if you don't believe me, when is your next meeting?
September.
September 11th.
September, you better get here early, September 11th.
Philip Beverly, History, Philosophy, Political Science. I am CSU, and I am belligerent. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the new student trustee, LaVon James. I know the board didn't say anything about that, and we'll be having some transition on the board. I'm always a bit dubious about sort of outside forces that are masquerading as the community, and I hear the words of my students echoing in my ears, especially when they bring a collar, because this ain't church, would be their words. I am particularly disturbed by my colleague Dr. Searcy's discovery of conflicts of interest involved in a search process conducted by this body. It seems to me, as a layman, not an attorney, and I'm sure Attorney Dunn will be giving you good counsel, that Dr. Searcy would really have no alternative but to contact the U.S. Attorney and the Attorney General to ensure that there wasn't any further corruption of this body. And I'm sure your full cooperation with any subsequent investigations will be given without hesitation. I'm also concerned about the deteriorating physical plant at this university. We have a $76 million or so deferred maintenance estimate. And I would hope that that physical plant deterioration wouldn't lead the next office holder to, I don't know, give some no-bid contract to a local company to do facilities management in a privatized way. I just needed that on the record. I wasn't real clear also about the 8.9% tuition increase, because something that was mentioned to me by an administrator when I asked, why 8.9%? Rate of inflation's right around 2, if my friends in economics are correct. And they said, because Northeastern raised theirs 11. And I thought, oh, well, that makes sense, of course. In about an hour and 15 minutes, the Executive Committee of the Illinois State House will be conducting a hearing on House Bill 4450. I encourage anybody in here, call your representatives, because if passed, this legislation will give the governor 60 days to dispose of members appointed after 1999 to all state boards and commissions and determine whether their future service is required. Yeah. I'm sure Dr. Pogue will communicate to the next office holder that the faculty will, in fact, be participating in shared governance over the summer. It has been faculty's experience in my 17 years here that summer provides an opportune time for all kinds of administrative mischief. We won't be having any mischief this summer. We're going to be paying attention all year round to what you do to destroy this university. I shared with my faculty colleagues yesterday and others who visited in the packed room faculty meeting, standing room only, my grievous concern over your it can't be characterized as misconduct yet. I think the conflict of interest investigations will probably bear that out, though.
that the real concern that faculty should have about your behavior in this search process is our accreditation is at risk. And given that you have limited, if any, expertise in this area, and those are out of the words out of the mouth of the applicant that you're hiring, by the way, the board's job is finance. And if you need video evidence, I'll see you after the meeting. Our accreditation hangs in the balance here. If you haven't looked at the seven standards for NCA accreditation, standard number two is governance and leadership. Clearly, we're scoring a zero because of your pitiful performance. Standard number six, stakeholder participation and communication. Clearly, we're scoring a zero because of your pitiful performance. So now I'm worried. We're 0 for 2 going into an accreditation cycle here. I'm wondering if we're going to get accredited if you people continue in your current positions. I would hope for the sake of the university's continued existence, you would do the honorable thing. And fortunately, this isn't medieval Japanese culture where I'd be asking you to commit seppuku. In modern culture, it would just be the honorable thing to just do what former trustee Reynolds did and tender your resignations post haste.
My name is Paul Gomberg. I teach philosophy. What's shaking? And I've taught at Chicago State 22 years. And I'd like to address two ministers spoke. I don't know if they're still here. Are they still here? Either of the ministers? They ran? Well, yeah. Well,
the meeting was called at a reasonable hour. Maybe they would have had enough time to say.
I take it, I don't want to misrepresent the situation. Two ministers spoke, and both of them seem to have come in to defend the board. Is that what the situation is? I do understand it correctly. And both of them then, in order to defend the board, and this is what's going on in Chicago media now, is implicitly an attack on the faculty, the white faculty. Everybody knows the faculty here are all white. So in any event, the idea is you attack the white faculty, and you say, well, clearly they're doing a disservice to the students because the students are not graduating as they should be graduating. That's the line, right? We hear it on WVON, and so it does show that the Board of Trustees, I guess, have some political clout in the Chicago community. They can get this lie out there about what's going on at Chicago State University. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask a question. It's interesting. I invite the Board of Trustees to answer my question. Does anyone know of any research which has surveyed students who leave, who do not enroll in Chicago State University after enrolling? In other words, asking students who enrolled and then they didn't enroll why they didn't enroll. Does anyone know of any research that's ever been done to address that question?
No.
I do. The Cross administration did a survey. Isn't that right, if I'm recollecting correctly? The Cross administration did a survey and asked students who did not sign up, why didn't you sign up? I'll bet a lot of you know what was probably the number one reason why students did not sign up. Take a guess. Money. That was what they said. They couldn't afford to come back to school. So what did the Board of Trustees just do?
Raise
the tuition.
Thank you.
My name is LaVon James, student government senator and junior here at Chicago State. My question is, why is it that this board of trustees did not spend time discussing the UPass impact on non-traditional students who are full-time at this university when that increase is around $160 a year to those students, and most of those students drive and use the parking passes here at this university? And then on top of that, why is it that this board was unable to negotiate a contract with CTA to rebuild the 95th and St. Lawrence University exit? But we just approved a motion to, you know, line their pockets with another $160 per student. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because my mother, you know, she's a, you know, taxpayer and all that. She pays property taxes. And I don't know, about like 10, 15 years ago, there was this thing called the 50-50 split offered by the city of Chicago for people who wanted to get their roads repaved and things of that nature. How come something as simple like that was not proposed and negotiated with CTA when I know for a fact that the distance from King Drive to 95th and St. Lawrence is much shorter than the distance from King Drive to Michigan, Michigan to 101st, 101st to State, State to 95th, and then back to, you know, 95th and King Drive. They have to be paying, I mean, the dollar amounts might be small, but I know that their energy costs have gone up because of that. And just in light of that fact, I mean, you got maybe 1,000 buses that probably do that little turnaround every day. Why isn't it, I mean, why weren't we able to show them that fact and get the type of money that we would need in order to rebuild that exit, which is now tearing up students' mufflers and undercarriages on their vehicles? I'm sorry, I don't understand it. Do you have an answer for that one? It's a comment. Well, I guess it's a comment.
Dr. Searcy, you have two other, you've spoken already. You have two other people behind you. Please let them speak.
I just thought of that 5 minutes ago.
Hi, I'm a short person. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, most of you know who I am. You probably don't. Sue from Publications. Since 1973, this is the only board meeting I've been to that I've gotten to see the whole thing, and it's cool because everyone's getting things out in the open. I'm leaving at the end of June, probably, to retire so I can get a job. It's complicated, but this is my university too, and even though I can't officially be an alumni, there's some things that I think you should know from the perspective just of the image of the university, because that is what I've been here to protect, lo, these many years, and believe me, it needs protecting like anything else. Number one, the landscaping throughout the administration, we have managed to maintain a beautiful campus that people want to come to just to walk around or be at. Nobody else has that, and you've got location. So we're off to a good start on that. Keep it. Don't let anyone come in and change it. Number two, we have Wordmark, and which is the Chicago State tree in the middle, and we have a seal, courtesy of Dr. Daniel. Her main thing that was really, really good for us. So now we have a formal, we have an everyday. Do not let anyone come in and change that. How can you be historical if you keep changing the logo and the wordmark? You can't. Leave it alone. It's fine. You don't have to pay money for it or anything. Leave it be. Move on. Okay, the other thing is childcare, just one thing. More than anything, I hear comments because we're not in the administration building. The best thing that ever happened to us was when they kicked us into the science building, where we shouldn't really be, but the fact is we have students wandering around making comments and we hear them. So childcare is part of the money thing. Childcare was developed in whenever Dr. Cross brought it in as a good thing. It's a wonderful thing, and I know you plan to bring it back, but you know, if you don't tell people this or work towards it, how are they gonna know? It's part of your image, it's a good thing, bring it back. And good luck to all of us, because we're all in this together. Goodbye.
Good morning, my name's Dominique Westmoreland. I'm a senior, I will be graduating in December. Just to add on to what LaVon said, by you all taking those buses from right there and having students walk to college and walk to King, you are adding to the reason why we are getting robbed on our own campus. So thank you for making me safe on my campus when it was buses there that I can hop on and they'll drop me back off on campus. So thank you once again. Thank you. Y'all doing your job.
Good morning. I know you're hearing a lot of things, and I see you're not answering. But anyway, could you tell me, you just executed a contract for the president, the new president. Could you tell us how much it's going to be? Oh, no. This is comment section. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Good morning. I introduced myself before, but what you only really need to know is that I am CSU. In a meeting yesterday, Interim President Dr. Pogue had presented a letter that was presented to the Board of Trustees. In that letter, it identified a number of key points, key issues where the board has violated its own bylaws related to management of the institution. In addition to that, there were comments that were attributed to Dr. Finney that were made in local press outlets where the race card was actually played to a certain extent. In addition to that, there were also in that same letter, which I'm sure that you're familiar with, my first real question is, why has not Dr. Pogue received an apology? He requested an apology in that letter. Why has the board not apologized, Interim President Dr. Pogue? Okay. Next question. I'm president of Chicago State University's Faculty Senate, and it's extremely bothersome when someone who is responsible for leadership in this institution, in this case, Dr. Finney, as the chair of the Board of Trustees, who utilizes race as a divisive tactic. At the last board meeting, there was a comment made, it was an off-the-cuff comment about the white media and the like. Also, in some public press releases, there was a statistic that stated that 80% of the faculty at Chicago State are, I'm trying to quote it exactly, Hispanic, Asian, and white. 49% of the faculty at Chicago State University are of African descent. This continued misinformation that is given to the community. This is clearly problematic. You know, this is the comment, is that I thought we were better than this. I really did. And the faculty, the staff, the students, administration, we are better than this. I know there's no response to these questions. This is, let us be clear. When we said I am CSU, that everybody in this room is CSU, this is not over. This is not over. Stand by.
My name's Kiana Early. I'm a history student. I'm sorry, I got very emotional and moved by all of this. I moved here from the far north suburbs to go to school and get a degree. I have three young boys. I moved them into the city because I thought Chicago State University was a place of integrity, a place where I can get my education so that I can go out in the world and do something better for myself and my children. But standing here right now and the arrogance of the board, it disturbs me. I have one more year left here, and I wish that there was a way that I could transfer out and go somewhere else where the problem wasn't like this, but I'm stuck here. And it's unfortunate that a lot of us are stuck here, but there's teachers here that I respect more than anything. There are excellent teachers here. And to hear that you guys are bashing our teachers and bashing the students, that's not fair. I wish Dr. Pogue could stay here, because Dr. Pogue, you are an example. I got more from you in one meeting than I ever got from Dr. Daniels when I first got here. And I appreciate that. This is just totally disheartening, and I just want to thank all the university teachers here that have helped me, that have been there for me. You guys are doing an excellent job. The students are doing an excellent job. You all are shameful. I wish to God, and I hope that we can get you guys to either stand down or be removed, because this is not fair to the university and the students that are paying their good money to get a quality education, and then now to know that our money is getting thrown at bogus contracts and still paying a university or a dean that stole money from us, but you're still paying her salary. That should be explained. That should be talked about, but it's not. Or, excuse me, the President Daniels, okay?
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh. I'm at the microphone.
You've spoken already, Doctor.
I have a question for the board.
If the board meeting is going to be packed
in September, I'm just making a request that you schedule that meeting in a venue that will hold people without needing standing room only. The convocation center would be great.
At a reasonable time. The board
is
entertaining a motion to recess into executive session.
One more, please, sir. One more. Yeah. My name is John O'Reilly. I'm a political science major. One observation is why does Trustee Montes have to leave at comment time for the past 4 or 5 meetings? What's going on?
Thank you. So there's a motion. There's a second. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Montes. Trustee Sutton.
Yes.
Trustee Finney.
So ordered. Attorney Nancy Hill Walker.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
September. Now I've got some good things to say about how many students. Graduate students, we have cum laude students. We have student athletes. One of them is the number 3 scorer in the nation, things of that nature. So we have some good things going on.